switches are thrown, the signals are given, and we welcome
London at Large with Al Coombs. Email Al at cjbk.com.
.132 the time. Thank you, Texter, for the correction. Ian Anderson is the rock and roll flute. We had said Jethro Tull was the rock and roll flute. Is that what we did that was wrong?
We were referring to the Tull. And then you said he's great, and somebody assumed that you meant Jethro Tull, the guy.
All right, I see.
Which is not the case.
I meant the whole group, and I see. Got you. Thank you, Texter. I will try to be clearer than mud next time. So thank you very much for that. One of the things that is becoming muddier waters than me referring to Jethro Tull as the rock and roll flautist.
Ian Anderson was the flautist.
Yeah, that's what I said.
I don't want to muddy the waters.
Oh my gosh, you're giving me a headache. We're half an hour in, and I've already got a migraine in an
nosebleed. Don't worry, 2 o'clock coffee run.
One of the things that is even muddier waters than what just happened is what's going on in the province and with Bill 2. What is Bill 2? Well, it's a second bill. You want more details? Don't worry about it. We've got the president of the Freedom Party. He's also the CFO, the chief financial officer with the Freedom Party of Ontario. Bob Metz joins us. How are you, my friend?
Well, how are you, Al? Thanks for having me on the show today, because I'm telling you, I don't think the average person understands the ramifications of all of this so-called electoral finance reform that's supposed to clean up, you know, all this influence peddling that people are talking about
in
government.
So let me just stop you right there, because a lot of us have lost so far track of everything, we don't even remember what Bill 2 is, let alone what the changes are. So let's start right at the beginning. Bill 2 is what, and what are the changes?
Well, Bill 2 basically, the big change, Bill 2 was formerly called Bill 201 before the prorogue of Parliament. And I addressed the Standing Committee on General Government on Bill 201 back in July. But after the prorogue, they reintroduced the bill as Bill 2 and added a whole bunch of features to that bill that were not in the original, so no one really got a chance to even speak to them. But the big news for Ontario taxpayers, not just voters, everybody who lives in the province, effective January 1st of this year, you no longer have to be a Liberal supporter to contribute your cash to the Liberal Party. In fact, everybody in Ontario has to do so now. And if you live in Ontario, you're going to be forced to support the Liberal Party and the three others, including the Green Party, the NDP, and the PC Party, not Freedom Party. Now, retroactively, taxpayers will be paying to these parties for the year 2016, even though the bill effectively takes effect January 1st of this year. The Green Party will be getting $630,000 plus. The Liberal Party, $5 million plus, the Ontario NDP Party, $3 million plus, and the PC Party, $4 million plus. And in addition to that, you can add $3 million split among the various constituency associations, and that's just the tip of the iceberg, and it's all paid for by taxpayers.
A lot of us maybe are still kind of getting lost in the numbers and how this is happening. Help us understand, how is this happening? What's going on here, Bob?
Well, the attempt was to prevent private contributions from influencing government access, if you've heard this in the news over and over again.
Right.
And that's a complete red herring. That's just got nothing to do with anything. If there's dishonesty in government, it's because the people there are dishonest. Influence peddling, if I may use that term loosely, is what politics is about. Every single person votes to influence their government. And Kathleen Wynne has effectively destroyed the political party system in the province of Ontario. I would tell you, democracy no longer exists in this province, and free expression of political opinion is now a thing of the past, even though we still have elections, because these regulations extend beyond political parties. Anybody, including you, if you want to spend $500 now on any ad or a promo or something that would possibly be considered not electoral anymore, but political, you have to register with the government, and they have to approve it. And these are called third party. And although the bill has now eliminated corporate and union contributions to political parties, third parties can still accept them. Of course, they don't give tax credit.
Bob,
that's the difference.
Bob Metz joining us. He is the president of the Freedom Party. He is also the chief financial officer with the Freedom Party, as we get to understand Bill 2 and what the consequences are. Joe Schmo voter, what do I notice? When I head to the polls, what will I notice going on in, let's say, either the next election or even coming up in the next couple of weeks when more people start talking about this?
Well, you wouldn't notice anything on the surface. It's not like something that's going to affect you on the day-to-day or even at the polling booth. But what you have to understand now is that every vote you cast will cost money.
Mm.
It's not a free vote anymore. In fact, every vote cast in 2017, say there's a by-election, will cost 67.5 cents.
Wow.
And that's all split between the parties, but it adds up to millions because everybody has to pay it, not just the voter. That's the trick.
Right.
Okay. And they call it an allowance instead of having to get their contributions voluntarily. Now, at the same time, parties like Freedom Party, we get 100% of our contributions from voluntary financing, and our ability to raise finances has dropped from a maximum of $9,900 a year down to $2,400.
The Liberal Party, I mean, we've said this before, we may not agree with them, they make mistakes, things along those lines, but they're not dumb people, they're not stupid people. What was the design?
They're doing this with a great purpose, and that's to keep themselves in power, to prevent the opposition from doing anything. They're afraid of even a tiny party like us, and that's what creeps me out. Why, if they're giving themselves all these millions, why do they have to even stop anyone from volunteer financing? That's the way that citizens get into the government and have an influence on government, is through the political party system. And I think a lot of people don't realize that. This is all being done in a greater context of electoral reform that we see even on the federal level, right? With trying to get rid of first past the post, which is another scam. You just don't want to have proportional representation is no representation at all. It places more power into the hands of political parties. You don't even get to vote for your MP or MPP anymore. The vote results are determined very differently. So it's a frightening time for all these changes in political how we elect our people to Parliament, and you have to ask yourself why. Why are we doing all this? What's the big deal?
I've got to ask you then, obviously the way that things are funded, this has become a big topic that everybody said there's got to be a better way, there's got to be a better answer, things have to move forward. Bob Metz, what would you have done in a situation like this?
Well, the problem with funding is not of political parties. Political parties should not have any limits on them because we already have limits on spending. The funding issue is not what money goes to the party, it's the influence peddling, whether it's paid for or not. There's a lot of other ways to influence peddle. And quite often, activists and lobby groups who don't even give money to the parties have tremendous effect on their policy. So there's a lot of ways to do that. And if someone were to come to, say, a Freedom Party event and give us $10,000, that would not influence us to do anything beyond what we're already constituted to do. We don't sell our votes that way, and neither do liberals and conservatives, for that matter. They're selling their liberal and conservative platforms. And that's where the problem is. The problem is in the platform and the scandals and the crony politics that goes on in all political parties. Dealing with refinancing of political parties is not where the problem is. The problem is at the top. The problems in the policies.
Bob, moving forward, now this is Bill 2. Is this already a done deal? This is
already
moving forward
a done deal.
Yeah. So there's nothing that can be done apart from us voicing frustration?
And voting for a party to repeal it. We, Freedom Party, would certainly repeal it. We don't even think political parties should be getting any taxpayer funding at all, not even reimbursement of expenses, which was the case before. But this is a first in Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
And although it was done before federally, that is, a per-vote subsidy to the political parties, Harper wisely eliminated that, although I understand Trudeau wants to bring it back again. And that, you know, it's an illusion. It seems like it gives more power to the people, so to speak, but that's not how it works in practice, and that's where why the devil is always in the details.
Right, yeah, well, we have a feeling that you will keep us up to date with everything with regards to the details. So, Bob, make sure that you keep the phone handy, because we'll have to make sure that we keep in touch with you over the next little while.
Anytime.
All right, Bob Metz again. Bob Metz, the president of the Freedom Party, and he's the chief financial officer as well over there. Changes to the way that the provincial parties will be funded over the next little while, and Bob Metz, among some other people, also getting very frustrated about the way that it was put in. It's 1:43.